The words we have from the book of Leviticus, "Be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy." As I read those words, it struck me that they are words filled with power, that you and I are to be holy because our God is holy. If you think about that for a minute, we have been made, the Bible tells us, in the image and the likeness of God. Therefore, we must somehow live in His image and likeness. We must somehow strive to match the holiness of our God. The gospel today helps us to kind of flesh out what holiness would mean in our lives. But before I go into that, I want to kind of again put the gospel in its setting. As you probably will remember, we've been dealing with, in Matthew's gospel, the Sermon on the Mount. It is Jesus presenting to us the new law of the kingdom of heaven. We started about 4 weeks ago with the Beatitudes. You know, blessed are the poor in spirit, blessed are the merciful, blessed are the meek, blessed are the pure of heart. And then the following week, we went into that passage about you are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. And then last week, we had about three or four sayings which said, you have heard it said, but I say to you. Where Jesus was deepening, perfecting that old law that came down from Moses. Today kind of continues that. But it helps us to understand more about what this holiness of God is all about. We go to the gospel. Jesus says, when someone strikes you on the right cheek, turn the other as well. If anyone wants to go to law with you over your tunic, hand over your cloak as well. Should anyone press you into service for 1 mile, go 2 miles. And then do not turn your back on the borrower. Then he goes on to talk about loving our enemies, praying for those who persecute us. What is he saying there? He gives us the reason right after that. He says, your Father in heaven makes his sun shine on the good and the bad. He allows his rain to fall on the just and the unjust. If we are children, if we are sons and daughters of this heavenly Father, then you and I must strive to do the same. It's not something easy that Jesus sets before us. And it's not the wisdom of our world. Our world would much more likely say to us, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But Jesus sets a new standard for us. And that is the standard of how we are loved by our God. The Sunday that we had the Beatitudes, I chose to focus on one beatitude, one that I had actually struggled to understand. And it was the beatitude of blessed are the meek. Meekness is not without backbone. Meekness instead is the person who can, the person who can take insult, the person who can take criticism, the person who can take rejection and not turn into bitterness, anger, hatred, resentment. The person who can take all of that and continue to do what he or she knows that their God is calling them to do. Be meek. We must also be humble. To be meek, we must know that God is the origin of all things. God is the end of all things. And because we are humble, because we know that, we can tolerate the rejection, the criticism, even the abuse of other people. The gospel today is, in a sense, fleshing that out. It's telling us how to live that. And we live that because we have been called to manifest the love of the Christ Jesus to the world around us. We are called to be light and salt. We are called to manifest in our way of loving and living the very nature of God Himself. That is our vocation. Now, that's not something we do on our own power. I can't manifest the light of Christ if Christ does not live in me. If I am not living in a deep relationship with Christ Jesus, the world is not going to see the light of Christ shining through me. That is why we have prayer. That is why we have Eucharist. That is why we have the Sacrament of Reconciliation. Those are moments in which the life of Christ is deepened in us. Those are moments that give us the very grace of Christ so that His life and His love can transform us. When I spoke about you are the light of the world, you are the salt of the earth, I mentioned how through our baptism, you and I are called to manifest Christ Jesus to the world. I want to end with that again today. That is our calling, to be light and salt, to manifest Christ in the way we live, in the depth and the power of our love. You and I are to make Christ known to others so that in seeing us, they can see the light of Christ shine through us. And you and I, through our living and loving, can bring Christ to the world.